The second narrow line. So more comes out that according to Baya's version of whether the Amas are 5 Tvachim or 6 Tvachim, that's clearly Mechlokes, the two opinions in the Brayis. So the Tanakamas, it's not one like that, or Shimon and Leo learns like that. But Motzi Lukmi Rav, the Rabbanu Kavah say the whole call Amas coming. Some say that all Amas are always 6 Tvachim. The Rav may name it Tanoihi. But do we have to say in Rav, Mirmina, Shimon and Leo, Poligale? So Shimon is arguing. Remember, Amos climbed by Amos Bashisha. I will share Amos against Sukkah Umobi by Amos Bastamisha. He said the Amos of climb are 6. Does he mean to say other Amos are 5? Like a bias understands in Rav Nachman. A Dilma Prushikum Afarish from Shimon Gamliel, the Messiah of the Rabbana. The Amri, he's just coming to Mimas with the Tanakama. Tanakama said, Rabbat Shalayu Yehuma Chuvanois. The Yeshman Sechukas Yeshman Atzevus. Well, Pirsha Ezim Hen Sechukas Ezim Hen Atzevus. The Tanakhama gave this blank statement. Some are Atzevus and some are Sechukas. He didn't say which ones are which. Vos Eos, it comes from Shem Gamliel. The Frushe, the Hanach, the Klayim, the Heavy Sechukas, the ones that Klayim are Sechukas. Kari, Vachalo, you, Mitzim Samus. By Klayim, they can't be Mitzim Samus, means they can't be Atzevus, they have to be Sechukas. That's why he mentioned Klayim. He's not coming to say other Amas are 5. He's saying that they're not Mechub, they're not Mitzum Sam, that the other ones are, yes, Mitzum Samas. Also, let's read an Amas Klayim, Lo Yitzam Se. The Fushim Milsa, the Tanakama, who's also below the Mutei Shar Amas Mibas Shish. He's not coming to argue, he's coming to explain. Some more says, so just say that. Why does he have to say this? What's the resolution? Amas klaim lo yitzam seim. Amas bashisha lemutei mai. What's it coming to exclude? It's sukkah and mobi. Mer says no. It's coming to exclude. No, the mutei ama yisur. Amas sevib the lab benas sheisha. No, the am of the yisur. The am of the sevib are not 5. They're 5 tvachim amas. Bo amois, amo vatayfach, b'amos katanis, baschemisha. There are amos which are of five. Sheish b'amo basmo, v'benin is amo vatayfach me'elu. And the average amo, which is 6, there's an would have an amo vatayfach of these type of amos. The pasuk says, "Vayter v'cheku amo." Nimdul b'amois katanis. The chek of the amma, which is the yisoid, is measured in the smaller ammas. Bechein amma roichav, and the next part of the pasuk, the amma roichav also is measured in the smaller ammas. Bechein gulal osvasoi zeres vechod. Kulam ba'amas katanas alol. So all these 4 items are amas katanas. So chek amma is the yisoid. Chek al shem shu chikuyav v'tikunoi shal mizbech b'lamato. It's I'm not sure what it's called, called tikunoi. It's a foundation.
Vitikuos.
What does it have?
It's vitikuo.
Vitikuo?
Yeah.
You know what? I know what that means. With the iron?
Yeah.
So what it's stuck into?
Yeah.
Okay. And it said, "Gvulas asosaviv the elu akronos." Tehin amal amu. Behind behold, the see bezeris oechod. Pasuk calls him zeris. So the chervit says it's an amu. He's now telling me it's zeris. Miem soros ruchav shalkeren moedet. Zeris shuchatzi hu amu. It's something you measure from the middle. It'll be a zeris to the side, because zeris is the half of an amma. The charuah to have amalam, which gives you a measure of an amma by an amma. We say gavam mizbeach klemer ba amma katana zu nimdet ha amma shal mizbeach azov l'ksi be amma or kerev amma rach boi. And this is also the measure for the Mizbeach, which is an Amah. That's referring to the Mizbeach Azov. Now it says like this. So we said that they're measured with fives. Which part of it is measured with five? The height or step back? So more says like this. It's not talking about the width of how deep it sets back. It's talking about its height. The Mamar. Ola Amma Bukana Sama, it goes up an Amma, it goes in an Amma. Zel Yusid, that's called the Yusid. So the going up part is five Tuachim. Al Barakhim Knisa Bahamas Bashisha, but regards to how much it sets back six Tuachim. Okay. Now Bahamas Saivev, there the height is five Amas of six. The step back is an Amma of five. Knesset the law, but Amakatana, below it's an Amakatana. The step back is in five Tuachim Amma. Look at Amashal Elias Goiva, but Amakatana, but not talking about the five Ammas of height with small Ammas of 20 Tuachim, but rather 24 Tuachim high. I think I said that wrong on Friday. Amakatana, Katan, all the Chomish Rukano Amma. It goes up five and it goes in one, so the up five is 20, I'm sorry, 20 five times six, so it's 30 tvachim, and the knesa going in is five tvachim. The kronos, the height and the width were measured in the smaller amma. Hagol. Kashim of first bekuntrish shomer rabbeinu bar yoker Rabbi Yaakov bar yoker. The pshat in the posik, the way he learned touch in the posik, that's how he heard from his rabbi. About the chozer boy, and now Rashi has his chozer. Tosfos actually quotes this pshat from Rashi in his pirush on Novi on Yecheskel. The kashalei masha tirgam yonason, he has a problem with this pshat. It says the word amma v'toifach amsa tihi amsa uposhach. It's an amma which is an amma and a poshach is a tefach. We're using an amma which is a larger amma. According to Rashi over here, we're saying it's an amma which of these ammas there in other places there's an amma and a tefach, but these ammas are the smaller one, and he's saying we're using an amma which is a larger one. And if it's like the Zaken, that means Rabbi Yaakov or Rabbi Yoker. Well, here a little bit of Vichek, Ki Imcheku Amo. It says, Amo Vatevach, Vicheku Amo, Vamo Roichav, etc. So I'm not sure what the problem over that is. The Rapishon Rabbeinu Rashi explains, Hachi, the Malah Hitzker Midas of Mizbeach Vahariel, Shtem Esrayamo. It says the Mizbeach, the real is the top part of the Mizbeach, was 12 Amas, which means it was measured from the middle. So that means it's 24 across. Okay? So the Mizbeach that he had in the Wubba was a little bit smaller than the Mizbeach that we had in the Mikdush. It was ours was 28 across. So now it's mentioned all of those amas. Now the pasuk says elo midos mizbeach shamarti dechal kol nindadu ba'ama shehi ama v'toifach. All of those are measured in amas, which are an ama plus a tefach, which means six tefachim amas. It's going back before. V'cheik. But that's the word of v'cheik, like a new thought. It's this new starting point. So that's not measured as with an amma, which is an amma and a tefach. It's measured an amma by itself. That's how he heard from Rashi to learn pshat, and that's the.
Who wrote the Haggadah?
I mean, it's one of the Bali Tosas. I heard it directly from Rashi.
Okay. So the Gemara. Two dots. Omer Rechia Barashi, Omer Rav, Shiurin Chatzitzin and Mechitzin Halacha Umashim Sinai. The different measurements, the halachas of chatzitza and the halachas of what's a valid mechitza, a valid halachic barrier, are all halachas of Moshe Messina. So the more shiurin, what do you mean it's halachas of Moshe Messina? It's a pasuk, the raisa, it's explicit in the pasuk. To receive eretz chito, sara begarmer. The pasuk says the seven different species which about eretz Yisrael. Vamar Rav Chanan. And this pasuk called pasuk azel lishiurin nemar. Each one of these items in the pasuk represents a place where that is used as a measurement in halacha. Chita lechidatnan. Where is chita used as a measurement? Hanichlas the bayis hamenuga mekelav al kseifav. Person goes into a house which has a nega in it. So halacha is a person goes into the house which has a nega, he becomes tameh. Not only does he become tameh, but the clothing which he's wearing becomes tameh. So if he goes in holding the items, his clothing is folded up and it's sitting on his shoulder. He has his shoes, he has his rings, holding them in his hands. He and the items become tameh immediately as soon as he walks in. However, he was wearing his clothing. His shoes were on his feet. His rings were on his fingers. He's wearing them. So who tameh miyad? He becomes tameh immediately, but they do not become tameh unless he stays in there the time it takes to eat a pras, half a loaf of pas chitin, of bread made out of chitin, not bread made out of barley, because chitin bread is eaten more quickly. Mesa of a person who is lying, so he's focused on his eating, which is makes it go quicker. And he has some type of a condiment to make the food go down more quickly. And that's the measurement of Achilles Pras.
Is the liftan part of the shear?
It's part of the shear. That the speed is measured if he's eating it together with some type of a lift. So that goes more quickly, usually, if you have some type of something to smear in it than if you eat it dry bread. Some clothes that are on the Masechta, how big the loaf was and how big a pras is. The pras is half of the loaf. The more is Mechlech, whether the loaf was 8 bayim or 6 bayim. So half would either be 4 bayim or 3 bayim. And then the Mechlech is Rishonim, how to paskin, the Rashi and the Rambam, how do we paskin? So whenever we talk about Kedechilis pras, That's all this measurement. Sa'ara, where's the measurement of the Sa'ara used? Not etzim kisara, matama b'maga u'b'masa, v'ena matama b'oil. If you have a piece of bone from a person who died, from a mace, so the piece of bone is the size of a barley corn, which is not very big. Person will come tame by touching it. Person will come tame by carrying it or moving it. But he will not become tame by going into an oil with it. If it's a piece of a mace, a piece of a bone of a mace, the size of a barley corn, size of a kazayas, size of a kebaya, that will not create tumas oil. If he doesn't touch it, doesn't move it, he's not tame.
Does
that
bone ever get old? A bone in a museum?
No, those are bones of bones. Well, there is a machloekus rishonim whether bones of a goy, whether a goy can create tumas oil. The shas loshen is it is proper to be machmer. The Ramos Lashon and the Shach's Lashon is it's proper to be Machmer. I didn't say it's a Chiyuv to be Machmer, it's proper to be Machmer. But assuming that you'd have a full form of a skeleton of a person is Matamah Boil, either we pass in either we have rov of the bones, the majority of the full bones of the person, which calculated is 248, so that's 225, or you have the amount which would fill up a rov of a kav, or the shedra, which is the spine, or the gogurlis, the skull, or because those are nicker, that's a human, or the ravinian, which is the majority of the bones which would create the frame of the body. All of those would create the tumas oil. So Kohen should not go to a place where they have a skeleton. Yeah. Definitely not preferred. Okay. Revius Geffen. Can they revius yain the nozer? It says Geffen, they tell me that nozer is guy Malchus if he drinks the revius. Teino. The person says Teino. How is that used for measurement? Kegrogus saw Shabbos. A person takes out on Shabbos the size of a dried fig. That's a chiyuv. Rimon, what's the measurement for a rimon? Kiritnan. If a kli gets a hole in it, the kli which is made to hold, gets a hole, so lets the item out. That shvir of the kli, and the shvir is tor. Okay, so now this is this is talking about kli eitz. Has called kli ba'al lebatim shiur and kerimoinim. So if a person the assumption of the shiur is actually not kerimoinim, but the person designates the kli to hold large items like kerimoinim, it's considered still tamei, because it's a functional kli, even though there's a hole in the bottom, because you can still hold kerimoinim till it gets a hole which is large enough to let drop kerimoinim out. Then it's not good. It's not matam anymore. Not mekabel tum anymore. It says kol kli ba'al lebatim. Once a person owns it, he can do whatever he wants with it. If the person is using it for sale, it loses its tuma quite earlier. Eretz Zeshemen Udvash. Zeshemen is referring to Zeshim. Eretz Shekol Shiureo Kizeshim. That we measure things in a kazayas. Versus kol shiureo socha daituch. We kahani demor. We just said a full list of things which aren't measured with the kazayas. Eretz Sheroiv Shiureo Kizeshim. Dvash, what's dvash? That's a date. Kikosevus agas al yom kippur. We measure achil and yom kippur the size of a date, a fat date. Okay, the Mor says. So what do you tell me? It's a lachem shvisina. It's a pasuk. So Mor says back. But tisper, do you really think to say sure mitzvah ksiva that these are written in the pasuk? There's no way I've been able to derive these ideas from the pasuk. Rather, Hilchos and Dino, these were local Moshe Mitzinai. That's Mechir Rabbanon Akroi. Once you had a pasuk, Chazal found the pasuk just to be Misar Mechana. Let's see Rashi. Shiur in the second wide line. Shasachom and Lechol Dobrik, the halachas of measurements. For example, Kazayas Dam, a person eats a Kazayas of Dam, or Chayla of a Pigle, but Noser, a Kazayas of an Amesha, and Tama Boyo. So a person eats these items, it's also, or the Kazayas of a Mace, which has Tumo, Shar Shiurim, the Farsha Kamon. These are Lach Rosh Mesina. Chatzitzin, Chatzitzin of Pazelis Matila, what type of blockage on the person or on the Kli prevents the, which prevents the water from reaching the person, is considered invalidates that invalidates the tefila. Mechitzin, hilchos mechitza. Should they go? It has to be 10 tefachim high. Mechin shai hilchosel. All the halachas of what defines a mechitza are halachah l'moshe mesina. The pasuk is the shur nemru. Each one of these things is used for a calculation. It's a little bit of the Yiddish. Animal the boshim, he's not wearing them. Derech malbush. The kelevok sefer, that means he's Rashi's explaining that the word tabosav biyodah. That's a difficult, it's misleading. Say his finger, his rings are on in his hands. Can mean on his hand. So Rashi, when it means he's holding them, not he's wearing. They go into the bias which has a nega. The Tomei right away. Shafein boy in Elabayis, Ksiba boy Elabayis, anyone which comes into the house is Tomei. How you love it, Kulam. Directly, which says they're wearing them as they're supposed to. So then, Begadav, Kain Kulam, directly, which doesn't Kruyim Begadav, the cult is Begadav, not his Kalev, the cult is clothing. But telling that they become bolted to the person, Ksiva, Chababai, Shechabes, it's Begadav. The person says a person eats in the house, his clothing becomes stomach. The Shimitar's Kahanim, Mikro, the high oichol lava chilam, but you don't, it's nothing to do with actually eating. El Shayisha Kadei Shir Achilo. It's that he stays there the time it takes to eat. If he goes in there without waiting, goes in there very quickly and then leaves. If he goes in and quickly leaves, I don't care how quickly he goes in, as long as he quickly leaves. Before that time, the begadim do not become tame. So how long is called the shechivah? Pras, Rashi says, valid beim heim mosin suda beinanis. It's four beim, which is the measure of an average suda. Pras is loshen prus, it's a piece. Shishiru bechati kikir ha'omer be'eriv. It's measured as half of the loaf which we use for an eriv. Binam mosin beis sudas, because an eriv is the amount which we need able to have two meals worth. A Friday night meal and a Shabbos morning meal. So if a meal is four bayim, so the loaf is eight bayim. Ten hasam chetz of the baisam anuga and perikets. The Mishnah says over there that half of this pras which we use for eriv, half of this loaf which we use for eriv, is the amount which you measure for baisam anuga. Paschitim enoshev bo kipaster. It doesn't take as long as eating barley bread. She is a seva shiru. We calculate when the person's lying to eat. Lo ben nechelis, but I mean not when you're standing. It takes longer to eat when you're moving around than when you're sitting still. Rechla beliften. She nechelis mahir. It's eaten more quickly when you have the condiment. Ben matam boil shum etzim b'loy boser. There's no din of tuma in any bone, unless there's. If there be flesh on the bone, because eyes, it's a different story. But the bone itself is not the tama. Ashi hesham shedra shlema. You have the whole spine, regardless, or the skull, or rov binyanoi, or the majority of the bones, of which compromise the building of the person, which is defined as beish or kaim v'yerek achas. Two thighs and one part of the pelvis. Arrive minyanoi, or the majority of the bones, total, kufchav hei evorim, which is 125. Vias yayin the nozer, the chayva malchus. The chayva malchus, for drinking wine, is with the revias. Gurgus, he tani evesh, it's a dried fig. Boshiru kochay urchel odom linyan utsal shabbos, anything which has to do with food. And Shabbos, the size is the size of a gurgus. Kigurgus. Now, the Moitzi Earthlin, the Kigurgus. It's also in the Gaya, like the Malach of Kaitzer, the Malach of Ma'amer, all of these Malachas which have to do with food, then the measure is a Kigurgus. Balabai is Chas al Kalev.
What are some Malachas that have to do with food?
Kotzer, reaping. Okay. Balabais is chasal kelo. Balabais is he literally has mercy, means he doesn't want to discard them if he doesn't have to. Vimnikiv kumotz his eyes, if there's a hole the side which will let out the kazayas, he says no problem. Matzia legers, I'll use it for larger nuts. Kegos, it gets a hole like a size of, which lets out nuts. So it's not a good hole, clear to hold your nuts if they fall out in the bottom. Matzila reminded me, puts it aside, I use it for holding reminder. Fichel nitzav and nikav, even though it has a hole, it comes to me, and it gets a hole, a dying to me, it's still to me, and she knock it, commits a reman. If a person decides to use it after that for something larger than reman, that we say, butler died. So then it's tore. Behind a sheer and kirimon, I will cleat uman, armed limacher, turbanek of cotton. Cleat uman, you can't sell it with a hole in it. So those that come tor, even with a smaller hole. Woman, an woman is a person who made a craftsman. He made a kli to sell.
Target him to sell something with any hole.
Right, but if I have a hole in my house, then I'm not going to throw away. We'll find another use for it.
Is there anything missing from this Rashi?
No, because Rashi is just giving you an idea without going on a specific. It's not explaining words. He's just giving the idea behind the mission. Rav Shira b'kazesim, achilas chelav adam, person eats chelav adam, or noiser, or pigle, b'tome, nevelo, behematameo, b'asr. So all of those, a person eats any of those items, the shira is a kazayis. U'basr hames laha'il, umaga, b'basr hames laha'il, if a person has flesh from a dead person, kazayis creates tumas oil. Umaga nevelo, a person touches the nevelo, becomes tome, if he touches the kazayis of nevelo, fine. Called the Rashi Omer Batar is the Rashi Omer. Remember, he uses the word. The Rashi means the liquid which is exuded by the dates. Kedamar Hosam and Ravim Bikurim Kiim Mizayim Amina. It has to be one of the seven species. Will be Tamorim Shabahorim. Will be Paris Shabamokim. And but not the dates which are used, which grow in the mountains. You have to from the dates that grow in the valleys. What do you see dates in the pasuk? Alma pshita le latana the tzimorim mizayim aminim the hanul dvash. So that because it understands it's only zayim aminim. Where's tamar in the pasuk? Dvash is referring to dates. Okay.
We have like in Parshas Vayikra, it says that, you know, you're not supposed to be knocked at dvash. Is that just tamarim, or is that all?
Any sweet item.
Is the understanding here of what the measures talk to Moshe? Did Hashem teach them in terms of these particular items, or was he given an understanding of what volumes or what have you for the various laws, and then was it Moshe or others who said this is equivalent to?
Because he says in his Kumsa called Shurim that the measures were given. I mean, the Mishnah in Caleb, it goes gives you more specific what size, what type of olive. You know, it's more specific what, you know, we were given. He says the measures were specifically given in these type of items because these were very portable items. You had olives wherever you go. You have olives, you know. So you have a basic idea what an olive is. If I mention, I give you a certain measure, right? So. Like we might lose the measure. We might. How do you maintain? What's your standard on the measure? Like I can tell you, listen. It's talking about the Zayas Aguri, which is a certain type of Zayas. That's it. You know.
The first conclusion is that the measures were halachic measures.
Right.
So
they were given in those measures.
Okay.
Yeah. Something more. Okay. Chatzitzin. It says, "Tell me, because it's an alacha moshe v'sinai." What do you mean, alacha moshe v'sinai? Back on the Gemara, there is some. You know, it's a pasuk. It says, "Rechatz is kol b'saroi." It says, "Rechatz is kol b'saroi." B'tamei ador is the pasuk actually. Shol yedav rechatz is ben b'saroi l'mayim. So he has to rechatz kol b'saroi. Means every part of his body has to go into the water. There can't be anything which is blocking the water reaching his skin. Okay, now the pasuk is rechatz. Actually, the pasuk says rechatz b'mes kol b'saroi is actually the actual pasuk. Amayim, it's referring to mei mikvah. Then it says rechatz b'mes kol b'saroi. So that's kol b'saroi. Mayim she kol gufoy erla behem. It has to be enough water that the body can fit in. We have this just some sochim and daf kuftes. So it's an amma by an amma by three ammas tall. Mishir chachamim may mikra mem son. Chazal were able to tell you that the amount of liquid which would fit into that area was 40 saw.
So you're learning two different halachos from this.
We're learning three halachos. Seems to be darshing three things on it.
Right, but. Well, but the other one is from the Mayim. In other words, there's an aspect of, you know, all, his whole basar that it has to reach everywhere, and then also that the total mikveh has to be
correct. So, because the word kol, it's the all and every usage of the word kol. Right. Every part of the body and all of the body.
It's not choosing one. I think we generally just, you know, learn one.
It's a question. I think when both options are available, I think they might, the Morris says, yeah, they're both valid, so Hymen and Mafkas, which one do you exclude? So Lacharo, so it's a pasuk, it's not a Lacha Moshe Mesinai. So Morris says, Ki Yitzchak Hilchoso Lesaroi. The Lacha, the hair has to go in. I wouldn't know from Kol Basaroi, that's Basar. I don't know, the hair has to go in. There's Din Chatzitz on the hair. Kiri Rabba Bar Rafuna, the Marabba Bar Rafuna. That he says that nima akas kashura chetzetz. If a person, one hair, if there's a knot in one of the hairs, it's a chetzitza, blocks the water from getting in. Shalosh en chetzetz. If you have three hairs knotted together, the fact that it's three hairs already, the more it is, the less tight it's possible to make it. So that's loose enough. That's not a chetzitza. Shtayim, any of them. But you see, there's a din chatzitza by the hair. Or says, what do you mean? Saranami deraisahu. It's a din deraisa. The Tanya brachatz es kol basaroi. So the word S, it's a top of the basaroi, b'zeh wasar. So once it's a mechiv to go in, so we know this, we assume it has to be touch everything. More answers, ki yasoi hilchotso l'ruboi ulami utoi ulamakbid v'sheno makbid. It's coming for the following issue. Kiddur b'yitzchuk, amur b'yitzchuk. The Bartaro, Minaraisa, Ruba, Umakbid, Love, Chaitzitz, if it covers the majority of the body, A, and the person is something which the person does not want in his body, he's Makbid on it to have it there, that's a Chaitzitz. Mishenu Makbid, Love, and a Chaitzitz. But if the person is not minded being there, it becomes tuffle to the body, and it's not a Chaitzitz. That's the Raisa. Because the Chacham made the Rabbanon Aruba Yishenu Makbid, that covers the majority of the body, even though it's not Makbid, it's the majority of the body. Shum Ruba HaMakbid, Vamiyutu HaMakbid, Mishum Ruba HaMakbid. So they both have something in common. Either there's their Makbid or the Roiv. That's enough to say it's a Chatzitz. But Miyut Yishenu Makbid is not a Chatzitz. Vilicha Nami Al Miyutu Yishenu Makbid, Mishum Miyutu HaMakbid, Inami Mishum Ruba Yishenu Makbid. Why aren't you guys in that case also? Moran says, he kuv gzera, those cases are themselves owned their abundance. Va'an nikum menig gzera l'gzera. Not going to make a gzera l'gzera. So therefore, we left it, mikir the miyutu makbid, miyutu she'enu makbid is mutter. Now, the Ramah says that we shouldn't have any chatzitz at all. We don't go to Mikkel Chachil, even with the Miyut Hashem and Makbid.
I mean, the Gemara is like first against it.
In other words, they don't know the Rabbana. It says kosher, the Tefillah is kosher, but the Chachil, we don't get involved in that because we don't want to get involved in any, because, you know, maybe you really are Makbid. Halacha passes if in general people are Makbid, or if you're Makbid, it's called Makbid. So it's only ain't a mak, but if neither people are mak, I don't care. But most people do care. That's called a hakpada. Or if
is the Ramah saying that?
It's in the chachila. With chachila, we do not go to the mikvah with the chatzitza in our back. That's not the gemara. This is mak and b'diavad. The person goes to mikvah like this, b'diavad. They have to go mikvah again. This is mak and b'tefillah. The chachila, we don't go without any chatzitza at all because we don't want to get involved with chatzitzas.
That's the
Ramah.
Svardim
do otherwise? I don't think the Svardim do otherwise. I think they do the same. Something which the person wants on their body specifically, such that they're not mocked, but it might be Madrega above that. the Gemara talks about the concept of Hanu Ruv Yisai. Well, that's something which helps the person. Whereas if a person has a wound and they have someone protecting the wound, that might be better because it's there to protect the body. Alternatively, a person really, I'd rather not have the wound than not have the item there. So it depends on the scenario.
What about something decorative then?
Something decorative,
temporary tattoo or henna?
Well, the most common issue is nail polish. So nail polish is much decorative. So the mice are the minhag Ashkenazim is not the letter. Ravad has a tshuva for the Eretz Yisrael. They have a lot of these women. There's someone traditional going to me. They all wear nail polish. He holds if they're not going to take it off, so then you allow them to go in with it on. The problem is, but once if one little piece is chipped, then you're not. Nobody knows where the nail polish will chip in it. So it has to be perfectly. So almost they have to paint their nails before they go to the mikvah. Make sure all of them are painted. Because you can't have like 9 of them are fine and one of them is not, so then you're not going to all 10. So that's a common shadow which I get sometimes when I get a call from the mikvah. You know, the lady has like one little piece of nail polish left on her finger. Like she can't get it off. You know? She can't go to the mikvah. They're sitting there scrubbing up, it's not coming off. They have like this permanent nail polish stuff, which is crazy. So, what are you thinking, lady? I bet this is a different question.